Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Busy weekend for me, Bob. I was actually looking for my Tamagotchi.
Why?
Because I feel that the station needs a pet Tamagotchi. And I was going to bring it in and set it up and we could all watch it grow and thrive.
If you don't use a Tamagotchi, because I was never allowed one as a kid, and assume it's been about 20 years since you last cracked it open, is that thing still alive or is it just a case of putting fresh batteries in?
No, Tamagotchis do die.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would be dead.
So why bring it in?
Because I can revive it. You have a new one, the egg hatches. It's a beautiful time.
Circle
we had
life.
A lot of nostalgic talk last week as well, which I think kind of inspired this. But I didn't find the Tamagotchi. What I did find, though, was a bag of stuff. Basically, it's documents and pictures and things from over the years that my mum had obviously collected.
So your stuff?
It's all my stuff. There was a couple of like little green hospital tags from when I'd been in hospital as a kid. There was like paintings that I'd painted that looked
awful.
Of
course, yeah. Most parents doing this sort of thing.
I did get to go down a trip on memory lane. I've mentioned this on the show before that I thought in the past I had seen Blinky Bill and also Humphrey Bear at the Chaffey Theatre. That has proven to be true. I'm just going to hand this to you. This is a really old, from 96, bunch of Chaffey Theatre passes.
Oh, my goodness, because we've used the old ones all the time.
Yeah.
The Wiggles movie.
Yep.
A few of those. Blinky Bill and the Ghost Cave Adventure. That sounds good. And then something about Channel 9. Oh, Humphrey B. Bear.
Humphrey B. Bear. Great time to be had all around. I know the Wiggles are coming this weekend to the Chaffey Theatre, so it's very fitting. There was something else in with that stack of paperwork, and I will put a photo up on Instagram and Facebook at Magic931. It's a badge. It says, I saw George.
Oh, I know who this is.
I don't know who George is. It's signed.
Yeah. Yeah. This is actually very exciting for me. George was a presenter on Play School.
Oh.
And he was my favourite presenter on Play School. And I loved him so much and his bald head so much and wanted to be just like him. I gave myself my first haircut trying to be more like George, to my parents' horror.
Oh, no, because that's not a great haircut for
a
kid.
No, and, you know, 20 years later, here we are. It's happening. So
that's who it is.
That's who you're talking about. This is very reminiscent of the plot to Poppy's Dilemma, the romance book I have been reading, because she found a bunch of old World War One diaries, and that sucked her into the mystery and many dilemmas to follow. So I'm sorry that I've immediately answered yours. I probably could have strung you along a bit. Led you on a great adventure, much like Poppy.
Look, I think I'm gonna just wear the badge with pride if it means that much to somebody. I saw George. Poppy didn't see George.
Not if I don't give it back.
That's not how this works. Just because it's signed on the back.
This is my childhood hero.
Thanks for solving it. I will still put the photo up on Facebook and Instagram.